T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philadelphia prosecutors have decided to drop murder charges against a man whose 2016 U.S. Supreme Court case opened the door to thousands of appeals. The story from KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Terrence Williams was convicted of third-degree murder in a domestic dispute killing. He tried to claim self-defense, but the judge never allowed the jury to see a medical report of his injuries in the fight, which his attorney argued proved Williams was trying to defend himself. Williams has been in prison for 35 years, and after several appeals, he's won a new trial. But the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office says they will not retry the case and they're dropping charges. But Williams will remain in prison, serving a life sentence for another murder. He's well known for another murder conviction, which he appealed all the way to the United States Supreme Court and won. They ruled that state Supreme Court justice then, Ron Castile, should have recused himself from the state appeal decision in that murder because he was the DA at the time of the killing and didn't. That landmark ruling gave way to thousands of other cases, including Mumia Abu-Jamal, the man convicted of killing police officer Danny Faulkner. At the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.